The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Welcome back to Dark Side of the Pooch. My name is Tony Curry, along with Dr. Rab Stewart on the left side screen right here. As you can hear, he's got a busy little schedule going on there. Dark Side of the Pooch, of course, is brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics, 60s, 70s, 80s, all kinds of great comics, not to mention wonderful toys still in the box down there in Citation Lane at Homewood. And also, it's Pet World, which has been in business now for 50 years. I got a chinchilla from down there about 2-3 weeks ago. Best animal, I'm telling you. I think it's because I'm giving it a lot of time. Like I said, I sit in the bathtub with it. Now, they can't get wet, but I don't fill the bathtub up. But that way, it's because it's too slippery because they jump. The thing jumps 4 or 5 feet. It's the craziest thing I ever see, but it's one of the coolest marmots I've ever owned. It's one of my favorite animals I think I've ever had. And I'm wondering why it took me so long to get one. They're expensive, and I traded in some of my guinea pigs for it, but it is just a wonderful animal to have. It's a lot of fun.
So when you're in the bathtub with it, there's no water in there?
No, they can't get wet or else they'll get really sick because they have the hair with the follicle, what do they call it? The inferior follicle, something or other. The hairs are hollow.
Why? I'm picturing you. I'm just picturing you in a bathtub.
I have some candles lit. I have some fusion oils going, and I'm sitting there with my chinchilla,
playing Songs of the Whale on your tape deck.
Exactly. And it's about maybe, but it's getting kind of big. It's just crazy. And of course, like most of these things, it's nocturnal. And so during the day, I don't hear it. I don't even know it's in there. And it sleeps. You know, a lot of gerbils and stuff, you don't ever see their eyes closed. But this thing, it closes its eyes. It's like, I'm sleeping now. Don't, like, leave me alone. And then it sleeps. And then...
What'd you name it? Gizmo? Is it Gizmo?
Gizmo.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and at about 10 o'clock at night. And then I get up at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes to either pee or just start my day. And it's up. And so it comes to the edge of the cage and it's looking for me. And yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty wild. What's going on there at the wonderful place that resides the Dark Side of the Pooch and, of course, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, 208-0301? What's going on there, man? Everything good? Hello?
Now, right now, we're having low network bandwidth. That's what's going on.
That's not
good. Our internet has been terrible the last 2 days. So
what's going on?
Maybe we should look into that. Spectrum. Anybody out there working for Spectrum? Send them our way and let them know we need some bandwidth, baby.
Did you do your test? You do your bandwidth test? You know, you get on there and you do your speed test? You get on your Google and do a speed test. It tells you how fast.
I don't know how to. I don't even know how to send an email sometimes.
Yeah, just go to Google, and type in speed test.
So I can do this right now on the air.
Right now.
All right, I'm going.
Go to Google.
Typing in speed test.
Good speed
there
test.
There it is.
And then see that thing that says run speed test.
All right, run speed test.
Internet speed test.
Okay.
Hit that run speed test. Do it, and we'll know live on the air what your speed test is.
I'm an 81. I'm an 81 megabits per second.
All right. And 81's not horrible. It's not great, but it's not good. Mine's 186.
But see, one thing that happened right after I said that, it dropped down to 0, and now it's at 10.
Yeah, mine was 186, and then it's the test is over. When your test is over, no, that's the megabits download, and then the second one is the 5.72. That's the upload.
Okay.
It says my latency is 31 milliseconds. My server is in Charleston. It says your internet connection is very fast. You should be able to handle multiple devices streaming HD videos, video conferencing, and game at the same time. What'd you say?
All right. Let me see. It says I'm 82.7. Is that megabytes per second?
Yeah.
Download 11. Upload.
Okay.
My server's in Charleston, and my internet connection is very fast.
Okay, well, it says it's very fast. I don't know why it would be working really, really slow.
Well, I think it drops. Like, it does great for a little while, and then all of a sudden, it's like, where did it go?
You know, so I really think a lot of this has to do with the people using the speeds and stuff. This time of the day, it seems like this time of the day, it runs a little slower. I don't know if that's the truth or not, but it seems like when everyone's on it, it does run slower. And I do think that has a lot to do with the company itself, because I think it costs money to run it faster, I guess. I don't know. Because if you look
at it, I thought it was Chinese weather balloons.
Well, that too. But if you look at any of those things and it says, you know, they slow down your speed, and you're like, why would they slow my speed down? And I think they do it because they want people to buy faster internet speed.
Oh, they're all over me to do that. And I'm like, why? Why would I do that? Like, our phones work, our internet works, except when I try to do Dark Side of the Pooch. So I don't know.
Well, we're going to have to get that fixed, because when we used to do this show earlier in the day, we never had any problems with it.
No,
if you know, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, let us know, and we'll get Dark Side of the Pooch. Maybe because it's Dark Side of the Pooch, it's kind of campy, it's kind of laid back, and it's kind of quiet. What's going on there at the Rossburg Animal Hospital? Anything interesting going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you that you mentioned a test. Mm-hmm. So, you know, last week, I had a great week, and I really wasn't in the office much. So can I just give you like a social rundown?
Absolutely.
What
yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
All right. Tuesday night, I went to a local concert facility.
Yeah.
And
you can name it. What was it?
Okay. It was Avondale. Went to Avondale.
Okay.
And I saw a band called the Flaming Lips.
I've seen them many times.
They are very kind of cult following, mm-hmm. you know. They had a huge hit in the 90s, which she don't use jelly.
Yep.
And so that's kind of their claim to fame. But they had a run of three incredible albums in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. The Soft Bulletin, which is really good. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. And then the last one was called At War with the Mystics. And so it was like the 20-year anniversary of Yoshimi Battles Pink Robots. And so they played that in its entirety. It was two sets. And then the second set was kind of like a greatest hits.
That's awesome.
So it was awesome. And then I went to Braves game Wednesday night with my wife for my birthday, and that was Braves won it in extras in the 10th. They won it in the 10th, so it was super exciting. So I had a good week outside of work, but inside of work I don't know, because I took a few days off.
Your birthday was on Wednesday?
No, my birthday was actually the 8th, but you remember earlier in April, I was super sick, and I told you like I couldn't do the show.
Oh,
with you
yeah,
that
yeah,
Monday.
That's right. Yeah,
I had pneumonia on that the day we were supposed to do the show.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, good. Because I have your birthday on it. I was like, wait a minute, didn't he just have a birthday? And it was like, okay, on the 8th, so good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Well, I'm glad you took a couple of days off. So you're a business guy. What happens when you take a couple of days off? Do you have somebody you can rely on, someone disciplined enough to run a very responsible business as your own, or do you wig out a little bit and you have to check in a bunch?
No, I have an awesome team. Now, there's some things that only I can do. So some of the management stuff, paying the bills.
Yeah.
But if I'm only out for a couple of days, it's no big deal. But I've got people here that I've got another veterinarian here, Dr. Johnson, and she can handle all the veterinarian stuff. And then I got just a good support crew. So they can handle most of the stuff. Now, if I were to, I can't take 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I just can't do that. I'll take a week off here or there. But in that time frame, things start to pile up that only I can do. Mm-hmm. So two weeks is too long. Usually when you get to be about 8 or 9 days, the work piles up and I got to get back.
You don't need to take 2 weeks off anyway, dude. Weeks.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever want to like take my wife on her dream vacation to Italy, you got to have 10, 14 days to do
that.
Yeah,
that's true. I had, when I got fired, I had a good friend of mine, Tommy Williams, who used to own Workplay. Mm-hmm. He called me up and he's like, I got this place down in the Bar Beach and you're welcome to use it just to kind of get away for a little bit if you want. And I said, okay. And I said, well, how long can I stay? He goes, I don't care. He says, my place, I'll rent it out. And we stayed 11 days. That's about as long as you can go with three kids.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I was like, screw the money. I mean, the money's going to be gone. So I was like, we're going to have a good time. I mean, I did not hold back despite the fact that I just lost my job and they gave me 2 months severance after working there for 32 years. Which is a joke. But I mean, I was like, whatever. And so we got after it, man. We were doing the jet ski. And I mean, after 11 days, I was kind of like, okay, guys, it's like it was tequila. I didn't want to throw up on it because I was afraid I wouldn't like it anymore. So I did not want to ruin my trip by having too much fun and go, that sucks, I don't want to go back there. Because we were looking at pictures of Navarre Beach today because we're planning on going back down again. And, you know, remember when we had the BP oil spill? This is very animal related because it affected a lot of our wildlife. But we were standing on the edge of the Gulf of Mexico when the first wave of oil came up. We were just so happened down there when it happened. And I remember at nighttime we looked out into the water and it looked like there was an island out there because there were lights that would go all the way from sea to shining sea because they were all the boats out there picking up the oil. So, you know, normally you look out there and you see darkness. So you'll see like an oil platform, but it was all, there was lights. So it looked like there was another city on the, out in the ocean, and it wasn't. It was boats. And I remember sitting down there in the morning and there were a couple hundred people standing on the beach while this stuff came up and people were just crying. It was sad. I mean, it was like, because as most of us do, we listened to the news cycle and we saw the video of the oil bubbling out and no one knows how to cap this damn thing. So it's just bubbling out. And my brother, it works for the government. He's a conservationist. He's like, if you took like one drop of blood off your finger, like one drop, like a thin, you know, finger prick, and dropped it into a bathtub filled with water, that's what that oil spill is. And I said,
wow,
that's it. And he said, that's it. And he said, and within like what, like a half a second, you can't even see it anymore. It's gone. He said, that's what our oceans do. He said, there's oil that's leaking all over the place naturally. He said, obviously, this is not a good thing, and we need to fix this because it is going to come up and it's going to kill a lot of wildlife. I'm not saying it's a good thing by any stretch. Don't you remember the Alaskan thing, the Mobile X thing, Job?
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, 70% of Earth is covered by water. He said, we're going to be fine. It's going to kill some things off, but it'll come back. And I remember people talking like the beach was not going to be back for like 10 years. They were talking like the beach was not going to be back for 10 years. They put like $50 billion into the account, which is still there, by the way. There's still like $20 billion still in that. There are still businesses opening now that are using money from 12, 13 years ago. You can go to the beach right now and you can start your own business and use that money. Use that BP money to start your business. You can. You can sit there and say, that's, I want to start incredible. A business, but because it's, there was no back end to it. So go down there and start your own business, and you can use the BP oil money to start your own business. But I remember watching the animals, and I remember we were calling hotlines because there were birds coming up on the thing, and they were filled with oil, and it was horrible. Everyone was talking about how the beach was going to be dead; it was going to be over. And I remember thinking to myself, "Good, finally, you know, good because a family like mine can finally afford to go to the damn beach." Because it got to the point where it was running me like $1,500 a week to go to the beach. So I'm like, $1,500 a week? You know, it's just condo after condo after condo. I got to the point where I could push maybe $2,000 and then, you know, another $2,000 in food and everything. It's a $4,000 vacation. I mean, it's expensive. And I used to do that. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. So what happens? One year, no one went to the beach. And then the next year, people were like, I don't care if it's coming in barrelfuls. I'm swimming in it. I miss the beach. I'm going to the beach. And all of a sudden, that oil spill was the best thing that ever happened to the tourist industry down there. Now, I'm not talking about shrimp boatmen. I'm not talking about people that lost their businesses and stuff like that. But for that, if you can make it to that 1 year, it is... I was looking up condos today for July. There's nothing available. A condos down in Orange Beach in July, and they're wanting $450 a night. And it's all big. Yeah. They should thank BP. I'm telling you, it's the BP oil spill. It was like having the hottest chick on the face of the earth, and she went away for 3 months. And you're like, eh, she's okay. She's pretty and all, and she's great, better, and blah, 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 whatever. And then she's gone for 3 months, and you don't care what she looks like or smells like. You just want her back.
Yeah, I was on my internship in Arizona and during that. So all I could rely on was the news. There was nothing local.
It was horrible.
You know, I had nobody telling me, "Hey, I was down there, it's not that bad," or "Here's what's going to happen." I was in that group of people that was like, "Well, I guess I'm never going to go to the Gulf again." you know.
People thought it was over. They thought the beach would never be open again. And people were, and they were serious. That's the jargon. That's the crap that they were pushing out in, on social media and news. Because, you know, bad news is good news. And so they were talking about that's how horrible it was going to be. And, of course, watching it and they having the camera on it 24 hours a day and people were counting the gallons as it was going. And, again, it was horrible. It was terrible. It was. But this earth, let me tell you what, this earth is a pretty amazing thing. This earth is, you know, when we're talking about the earth, we're talking about a relatively young planet. We're talking like a two-year-old. You know, your two-year-old can fall down a flight of stairs and he's going to be fine because the flexibility of her bones. My 58-year-old ass falls down the stairs, it's probably going to kill me. I'm probably going to die, right? But a two-year-old's good. So the earth is bouncing around. It's good, man. The earth's fine. I'm not saying we're not headed towards Armageddon. I'm not saying that it's gotten really hot. The last 10 summers have been the hottest 10 summers on the face of the earth. So we know we're heading a bad direction here. And I'm not saying that Jesus ain't coming back sooner than later. But I will say that I think that we can trash it a little further. And I think we're okay.
So how old would your planet be? How old is Tony Curry planet?
My planet's probably about 180 billion years, something like that. The dinosaurs are, what, 60 million years ago? So it's well beyond the dinosaurs. It's not good. Yeah, big... No, it's getting to the point now where I sit Indian style. I have to get up really slow. Someone the other day saw me out in a restaurant or something, and I said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. They're like, dude, what happened? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you're moving like you got hit by a bus. And I was like, really? And I'm like, that is the way I move. It's like,
is this a stranger?
Yeah.
Is this a stranger
He's
telling
like,
you
Can
this?
I help you with anything? Can I get your cane for you or whatever? Because I was looking at him like this. I was like, I'm fine. I'm gonna enjoy your meal. But yeah, it's all that crazy dance that I did at Jitterbugs back in 1986 or 87 or what it was. Got an email. I want to get some email questions here before we just talk about crazy jargon here. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyRadio.net. Johnny in Huntsville said his Doberman is limping on his right leg, but he's not whining about it and doesn't seem like he's in any pain. Should I worry about it?
I wouldn't say you need to worry about it. I would get it checked out, though. Dogs are super strong. Most dogs are really resilient. They have a high tolerance of pain. So they'll still run and jump and do all kind of stuff. And it's probably no big deal. But sometimes if they have a small injury, it can turn into a big injury. So I'd probably just have it evaluated and be sure that it's not something like ligament damage or arthritic change, you know, something that you could do something about. But it might just be a soft tissue injury that just needs some rest. You rest it for 10 to 14 days and everything goes back to normal.
Okay. Barb in Birmingham wants to know, can a dog still have worms after giving them two doses of pills, not even a week apart? Sounds like maybe they're taking the wrong medications at that family. Dog have worms after giving them two doses of pills, not even a week apart.
Yeah, they can. So real quick, there's several intestinal parasites that dogs get. One of them that can be traditionally kind of hard to get rid of is called a hookworm.
Mm-hmm.
And the hookworm, they can live inside the lining of the intestines.
Yeah.
So that they're not exposed to the dewormer as it passes through the intestine because mm-hmm. they're living in the lining.
Yeah.
So they'll just kind of continue to pop out and you have to do serial dewormings to get them exposed to the medication before they all die. So hookworms can be a frustrating parasite to get rid of because they kind of live in an encysted form inside the lining of the intestine.
Okay. We have Jason in Homewood said that his dog ate some Simparica trio pills. Is that right? Simparica?
Yeah, Simparica trio.
Trio pills for a 22 to 44 pound dog. Their dog is smaller. And accidentally also ate my other dog, Simparica trio pill, for dogs 11 to 22 pounds. How bad is this for this dog's belly? Do we need to bring him in? Golly.
So, okay, so go back.
Messing up on their meds, dude.
Did you say that it ate just like two doses, or did you say it ate like six months worth of one dose?
The dog ate her own Simparica trio pill for dogs 22 to 44 pounds, which I'm assuming is for her. and then accidentally also ate my other dog, Simparica Trio Pill, for dogs 11 to 22 pounds. Do I need to bring her in?
So we don't have Simparica Trio here, but most of these preventatives, and because you can't carry them all, there's so many. If you carry them all, you'll never sell them. So
what is Simparica? What is that? What is that?
Most of these preventatives.
Okay.
Simparica Trio is a monthly preventative that prevents heartworms, intestinal parasites, and fleas and ticks.
Gotcha.
So most of these preventatives are made so that the dog could eat an entire box and not get sick, have no trouble.
Okay.
So I would suspect that he's probably fine, but I would also suspect that there's a number on that box. You can call the company if you want to be sure. Call the company and say, here's the situation. They'll put you in touch with one of their staff veterinarians and say, well, you're probably okay, or you might want to get him seen. But my inclination is if it's made like the HeartGuard and NexGuard we use here, probably going to be fine.
Is there anything that humans can digest that is made specific? Because I know that dogs take human medicine, and I know that humans don't take dog medicine because we don't need it. We have human medicine. But is there anything that a human can digest or digest that is for pets, preventatives or whatever, that could be harmful towards us? Like if I accidentally took some Simparica.
Some of these preventatives. Yeah. Well, you know, we can take ivermectin.
Yeah.
And the HeartGuard that I have here is ivermectin. You know, if you remember COVID, when COVID hit, everyone thought ivermectin was a wonder drug for COVID.
Yeah.
And so I had friends.
Is that the horse drink? What is that? What was the ivermectin?
Ivermectin is a dewormer.
Yeah. For horses, right?
It's a deworming molecule. Well, we use it in dogs and cats. Well, dogs too. It in dogs too.
Yeah.
Humans can take that, and it's a dog medication.
That's true. Yeah. I remember the ivermectin thing. Man, we were crazy back in those COVID days. I remember people were drinking bleach.
eating battery acid.
We were drinking bleach and buying freezer units, man, because we were going to have no red meat, and our ocean was filled with oil. And I mean, we were just screwed. We were like, what are we doing? Kind of funny.
If anyone has like any delusions that we're okay and we're going to be fine and we're going to live forever, like, let me tell you, this is the grace of God that we've made it this far.
It really is. But we ain't taking that damn vaccine, are we? Speaking of vaccines, info@tonycurryradio.net. Daniel in Southside, my 9-week-old English bulldog received vaccines yesterday morning and now has been having diarrhea. Should I worry?
I mean, I would give it a couple of days, probably give it 48 hours. And if the diarrhea persists, I'd have it seen. You know, in most cases, this is probably more of the dog went to the vet. It was maybe a little anxious. It was in the car. Its routine was totally upended. And that caused the diarrhea because dogs get stress colitis a lot.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily pin it on the vaccines. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not the vaccines, but I think it's more likely that it was just the whole ordeal of going in, getting poked and prodded, getting home. But also things can brew in puppies for a few days. And it's just a coincidence that it got vaccines and it got diarrhea.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got Giardia. Maybe it's got intestinal parasites. So give it 48 hours. If it's still happening, then have it seen. But if you're in that 48-hour window and the dog gets clinically ill, you know, it gets lethargic, you feel like it's dehydrated, then it needs to go in right away.
All right, Sasquatch Toys and Comics, also Ed's Pet World, they bring you Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart, 2080301. They do fantastic work. He's right there at the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. You can check them out, Rossbridge Vet. Check them out. This comes from Loopy, I guess it's called, Loopy or Lizzie. My 12-month-old puppy just lost a tooth. Is that still normal? And if it is, how many teeth do dogs lose?
She said 12-month-old?
Uh-huh. Which is
normally, yeah, normally those, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, I was like, 12-month-old, what is that? What are we
doing? You know,
dog ears with 12 months.
A little tangent here. You know, these people that like say their baby's like 36 months old.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's people that do that.
Stop. Three years old.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's a little late to be losing teeth.
Yeah.
But it's not totally unheard of. Now, if it's a small breed dog, and even if it's a large breed dog, that could be an adult tooth. So the best way to know is to count the teeth, but that can be really difficult. So they have three incisors. They have three incisors here, 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 and here. Then mm-hmm. they have canines here. Then they have four premolars on each side. Okay, but the difference is on the lower jaw, they have an extra tooth way far in the back. All right. So that's where things are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But if you look in your dog's mouth and you see that it's got, you know, a big hole in between two teeth, like there's a big gap, yep. then, you know, you can probably say that there's a tooth missing there. But if you have any concern, you can always have it seen.
By the way, did you realize, and I saw the story the other day and I thought about you. So they've got this, and I'm trying to find it. I will look it up now because it's driving me crazy. But evidently, in the ocean, there are these potato-sized little balls of I don't know what they are. Anyway, but they're wanting to get these little things because they've got all these chemicals and all these different types of enzymes and stuff in there we can use for computers and stuff. It's crazy. I need to find out because now I'm talking off the top of my head and it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's true. Anyway, they're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. These oil companies are to try to find these bay areas. So because one of these things, like this one thing, this the size of a potato, has enough energy in it to serve like the city of New York for three nights.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I people are like, you're crazy. I'm just telling you, it's true. And do you know what those things are?
Magic potato.
They're shark teeth.
No, I have no clue.
They're shark teeth.
Shark teeth.
Yeah, they're teeth of sharks. Dude, it's amazing. It's the craziest thing you've never heard. Pull it up, shark, and they're shark teeth. And what they do is they're millions of years old. And these shark teeth, there's only certain types of parasites and enzyme, whatever, that are attracted to this tooth. And so they start building around it. And they make these little things. They look like potato eggs. They look like by the size of potatoes. And that's what's they're harvesting. That's what they're trying to harvest in order. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's what they're trying.
I'm amazed.
That's what they're trying to harvest.
I'm like, and then, my mind's blown.
And you're like, you're thinking to yourself, well, how many could there be? Do you know how many teeth a shark loses in its lifetime?
I don't. Oh, but I never answered that woman's question. Dogs have 42. 42 adult.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's 11, 11, 10, 10.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, how many?
30,000.
How many in the shark?
30,000.
30,000?
Yeah, a shark loses 30,000 teeth in its lifetime.
I mean, so, I know they have multiple rows of teeth. They lose 30,000?
They lose 30,000 teeth. So if you want to go and try to do the math on 30,000 teeth for every shark that's out there, that you know, hell, just the ones we hear about, let alone the millions and millions and millions, and then think about the millions of years they've been around, how many of these little potato things are. I'm going to have to find this out. I feel like I should look it up right now because now I feel like an idiot. And everyone's watching the show, info@tonycurryradio.net. Just Google.
Shark teeth potato energy balls.
Shark teeth.
That sounds like some weird Christmas dish.
Harvesting here. Harvesting. This is great radio here. Harvesting potato shark teeth.
Shark teeth energy balls. Oh, I got actual real food when I looked it up. It's like I got shark teeth snack mix.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have anything good.
From MIT Technology Review. Fish makes blah, 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 blah. The ocean could be a new source for copper and other crucial materials. Seabed mining can happen in the next few different ways, but the stars of the show are potato-sized lumps called polymetallic modules. These nodules dot the ocean floor in some places, especially in the Clarion Clipperton Zone, which lies between Hawaii and Mexico and the Pacific Ocean. Nodules form naturally over millions of years as trace elements in seawater get deposited into small objects nestled together on the ocean floor like bone fragments or shark teeth and slowly grow. They contain magnesium, cobalt, copper, and nickel, which are all used in lithium-ion batteries that power electric vehicles today, as well as a bit of iron and titanium and trace amounts of rare earth metals and lithium. Because of the impressive array of metals they contain, at least one company has likened each nodule to a battery in a rock. That's why over the past decade, companies have begun to explore the possibility of commercial mining operations in the deep sea. There you go.
Oh, great. One more thing we can ruin. The deep sea. One more thing we can ruin.
Well, if we can get through the oil, I mean, we're pretty good. We have to get through it. All right, final question here. This person says, there are no vets near me. I really want to know if the bump on my dog's nose means he has nasal tumors.
I'm going to go
that's
with
from Billy in Birmingham. Billy, there are vets all over the place, by the way.
near him, he means he can't like throw a rock and hit
one. Yeah, or he can afford one. Yeah.
I mean, probably not. If you can see it, then it's not going to be a nasal tumor. Like if it's on the muzzle, it's not going to be a nasal tumor. It might be a skin tumor. But nasal tumors are almost impossible to see unless you have like a CT or endoscopy of the nose. But I don't know. Well, we can get creative, and you want to email us a picture. Maybe we could look at it online and do some storytelling, show and tell.
I knew we'd get 30 minutes out of you. Tell everybody how they can find you. So you can take a couple days off. You come back on fire.
Yeah. Talk about the flaming lips and
flaming
shark.
Lips, exactly.
Shark energy balls. You can email us, rossbridgeanimalhospital@gmail.com. You can call us 208-0301. You can also find us on Facebook sometimes.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.